Episode 3. She's good to go.
助かった。男性がブースターケーブルを使って女性の車のエンジンを始動させたところです。
Now you're good to go.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
You saved the day.
That's my dog, Scout.
He's cute. Hi, Scout. I have a dog too. His name is Winston.
My name is Sam, by the way.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Emma.
Hi, Emma. Pleasure's mine. I take Scout on walks in that park over there.
That looks like a nice park.
We're usually there in the morning around 7, rain or shine. You and Winston are welcome to join us.
Okay. Thanks again.
Words and Expressions Plus
抜粋してご紹介します。出発準備よし。
Good to go.
これはグッグッと頭韻を踏んだ語呂のいいフレーズですね。サムはエマに元気よく伝えています。どういたしまして。
Don't mention it.
これ標準的な丁寧表現で、読みは Don't mention it.となりますと何か長くてもったいぶった印象があります。どういたしぐらいまでの長さで Don't mention it、 こんな感じで読むとよろしいと思いますね。もう一度フローレンさん。
Don't mention it。
こんな感じですね。おかげで助かりました。
You saved the day。
エマは You got me out of trouble といった生々しいそのものズバリ表現ではなくて、ひどくなりそうな日を救うという意味のよく知られた慣用表現をここでサムと共有しています。これイディオムが人を結ぶ例です。イディオムは試験だけではなく、こういう人間関係でもある程度大事です。ちなみに私の名前はサムです。
My name is Sam, by the way。
まあ女性が言うとサマンサのサムでしょうか。話が進んで自己紹介が遅れるという時、急に My name is Sam というその唐突感を避けるために By the way をつけているという、まあ一種の小さなユーモアでしょうか。どうぞよろしく。こちらこそ。
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure's mine.
これ Nice to meet you よりも改まったレベルの挨拶です。二人はそのレベルを使っています。さらに襟を正してフォーマルに言えばこうなります。
It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
私たちは通常あそこに行っています。行きます。
We're usually there.
行ってそこにいるといった二つの語をくっつけちゃったようなイメージがあります。そういうイメージで使われる be 動詞の例です。例えば水曜日はいつも渋谷に行っています。
I'm always in Shibuya on Wednesdays.
普通6時前にはオフィスに行っています。
I'm usually at the office before 6.
改めてありがとうございました。本当にありがとうございました。 Again を使います。
Thanks again.
Again とありますから、通常2度目に感謝する。まあそうなんですけれども、複数回感謝した後に使うこともできます。ただ日本ではよくもうありがとうが連発されますけれども、あまり連発した後にまたアゲインと言っても、言われたはアゲインなんだゲインなんだゲインみたいな感じでですね、ちょっと辛いかもしれませんね。まあ感謝するというところで、より丁寧に言いますと
Thank you again
Question challenge!
Are you ready for the challenges?
Sure am!
We have two questions.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do our best.
I hope I'm ready too. Okay. 第一問です。エピソード3の内容を正しく表しているものは? Choose the statement that is true about episode 3. Okay, let's hear from you, Jeff.
All right. A.The man's name is Sam, and he has a dog, Winston.
Florence, next choice.
Choice B is, the woman's name is Sam, and she has a dog, Winston.
And C, that's mine, is, Emma, promises Sam that she'll see him in the evening at the park. These none of the above are true.
Oh, none of them, huh?
Oh, well, let's get back to A, Jeff.
Yeah, let's think about this. My statement was, the man's name is Sam, and he has a dog, Winston. I don't think this is right, because his dog is not Winston.
What is it?
It's Scout.
Oh, okay.
So this is definitely wrong.
Flores, what's your take on B?
Choice B is the woman's name is Sam, and she has a dog, Winston. And I don't think this is all correct, because her name isn't Sam or Samantha. It's Emma.
Right.
But her dog's name is Winston, so it's kind of half right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, half right, half wrong.
Half right, half wrong.
Okay. My choice, that is, Emma promises Sam that she'll see him in the evening at the park. She doesn't promise.
Right.
She thanks, but she doesn't promise.
No.
So it seems that none of these are correct.
I think you got it. So the answer should be
D.
ということで、上の3つ全部ダメ。ということになりました。
D
を選んだ方おめでとうございました。
Good job.
Good for you.
Great. Well done. Beautiful.
Question 2. 第2問です。2023年アメリカのある調査で出たオスメスの犬の一番人気の名前は、当てずっぽうでどうぞ。According to research, what areThe most popular male and female dog names in the USA in 2023. Take a wild guess. So what are the choices?
Choices are A, Charlie and Luna.
Uh-huh.
Choice B is Max and Bella.
Oh, and choice C, Noah and Olivia.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a wild guess.
Okay.
Real atezupo, right?
Right.
So, Florence, what is your wild guess?
My wild guess, I think, would be C.
Okay.
You know, Noah and Olivia.
Well, close but no cigar.
Not for dogs. No, I would say it would be B, Max and Bella.
Okay.
Oh. I was going to name my dog Max, but my wife didn't let me. So there you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Noah and Olivia are number one human names, human baby names.
Human babies.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of cute.
And Max and Bella are number two.
So close.
Yeah.
So number one is?
A.
A.
Oh, A.
Charlie and Luna.
Wow. Well, you learn something new every day.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And those who got it right.
Yeah, they need a big applause.
Yes, yes. Applause for you.
Fantastic.
Before we move on.
今回の話題は犬を飼うことの効用です。Let's discuss some of the benefits of having a dog.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 次のような点を話題に語ります。活動的、active、社交的な、sociable、無条件の、unconditional、相手をしてくれること、companionship。これらの言葉が出てきますが、では、ジェフから話を聞いてみましょう。ジェフ、
right.
What are the benefits of having a dog? I know you are a dog person,
yes,
right, Jeff?
Yes, I have two dogs.
Oh, you do?
A toy poodle and a golden retriever.
Oh, right.
Nice.
And the dogs definitely make you stay active.
Oh.
Because you have to walk them twice a day.
Oh,
you do it twice a day.
Twice a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening, and walk for about an hour. So I'm walking at least 2 hours a day.
Good for you.
You are.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
So that's active. And dogs also make you more sociable because I'm meeting all the other people who are walking their dogs.
Oh, aww. I was always wondering, you know, people are talking, right?
Yes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having a conversation.
There are a lot of dog walkers in my neighborhood, so I know just about everybody now.
I see.
Yeah.
Florence, what do you think of some of the benefits of having a dog?
Oh, dogs are really, they're so mm-hmm. cute. I mean, they provide unconditional love, no matter
okay.
what. That
okay.
means, you know. And mm-hmm. they also provide unconditional companionship. I mean,
oh,
they're your friends
go.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have bad breath, they still love you.
Mm-hmm.
You can have mud all over your face from
That's
gardening,
true.
And they
the,
still
they
love
still
you.
Still love you.
Right.
Yeah, they're your best friend.
My best friends for life, I think.
So, okay. Ken, do you
yeah.
own a dog, or
yes,
have you ever owned one?
I had a couple of dogs.
Oh.
I remember very well, even now.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I had Lulu. That was a nice little dog.
That's a cute name.
Not Luna, but Lulu.
Lulu, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I had Taro.
And Taro.
When I was in high school, I had Taro,
oh.
and his face shone with his wisdom and
oh.
so on. Maybe he was smarter than me, but anyway, I loved them. But then I became a cat person.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I used to have a lot of cats. Yeah, but they go, right?
Right.
True.
They go. That makes me kind of shy away from those cute animals.
Oh.
True, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, those are wonderful animals.
And those are the benefits.
That's true.
Right.
Toyama-ken-no-imasugu-tsukaeru-eikaiwa 2024年春号は全国の書店、オンライン書店で絶賛発売中!
Yes,
テキストには和訳や回答例、さらに詳しい解説が載ってます!
Always remember to
keep listening,
keep practicing,
and keep on smiling.
Bye! We love ya!